We're here for you, beautiful Arizona.
And thank you for your public service for all you do for Arizona.
As always, for helping us out here in the community.
We'll put our Arizona building and remodeling experience to work for you to help solve any problem you might have.
Hey, Rosie, I just want to say that you and Jennifer and Romy are outstanding people. And I don't go do no work until I finish hearing your program, so I really appreciate that.
We appreciate Rosie very much.
We work hard to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Those words melt my heart. Thank you very much.
All right, final segment here. Let's hit this one home. What else do we have left to cover from the National Hardware Show?
Y'all put me in the shopping mood.
Well, it is the season.
It is.
But I wasn't really thinking about the holidays when I picked these. They're just really cool things that would benefit you. Roll me this Grabo. It's a vacuum suction cup. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's a little power tool. You turn it on, it juices up, the suction increases, and you watch it. There's a little meter on there, and it can go up to 375 pounds that it can lift. So when it's to the pressure that you need, you put it on the thing you're going to pick up, and it showed things like a piece of flagstone or maybe a big concrete tile or even
this guy's using moving
a
mirror right now.
Mm-hmm.
On
yes.
the video on their website.
Piece of plywood. And I actually thought of you when I saw this. I thought, you know, if you've got a lot of work to do yourself and you don't have somebody around to help you, this is like a whole set of hands. And it runs $300. I mean, it's like having a helper inside and outside, any kind of heavy duty project you have. It showed you, even if you bought a couple, there's a video on there that shows you how to hang cabinets using these things.
Yeah, it's definitely for somebody. I don't think your average homeowner, but if you've got somebody that's in the service trades,
mm-hmm.
I think a moving company would have a lot of application for this.
So that was kind of my big finds this year.
So, and you can find all those again on our blog at rosieonthehouse.com. It's titled Jen's Favorite. Let me scroll back to the top. Jen's Favorite National Hardware Show Finds. Now, some of these eventually you will see on the Rosie on the House e-store. We have different parameters on, you know, application. When you go into partnership with one of these companies, you know, you pre-order a certain amount, so you've got a storage space that you've got to be able to house these. And that's one of the reasons, our favorite, we talked about earlier, the Boundless Carrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a little bit bigger of a storage. We could store, you know, probably 400 gloves in the space that one Boundless Carrier is. So at the time right now, it's not one we would bring in-house, but Grabo, Right and Rain, a couple mag lights, you know, probably not on that because they're so readily available everywhere. That's also one of the neat things about our e-store is it's stuff that is not necessarily mainstream or that you find out there. Some of it eventually does. I've started to see the puncture-proof gloves, our Hex Armor, Thorn Armor top seller, and a few Ace Hardwares, but it's not in everyone. So we've got one of my things is the ratchet straps that have the spring tension wrap-up. So whenever you're done ratcheting something, you know, you've always got that tail. Well, the quick loader has a spring in it that wraps that tail up constantly so that you never have anything flapping or loose or anything extra to tie. That was another one of those. I just saw it, and I slapped myself for not thinking of that.
And I love our Simple Sense. That was actually one of my finds from the last National Hardware Show. I met the inventor.
Oh, that's right.
I met the inventor, and I stopped, and I was talking to him. So it's a little white device that looks like a mouse for your computer, and it has an app on your phone, and you just set it down wherever you want to be able to detect leaks. So underneath the sink, by the water heater, by the washing machine. And then whenever, no matter where you are, you can look on your phone and see, and you'll get an alert if there's any kind of leak. So if you have a couple homes, if you have a rental home, if you're going to be out of town.
Yeah, one of our customers that bought those, it was funny because it was the same guy, but he sent it to three different addresses. So I don't know if he had three different homes or if he was sending it to his kids in different parts of the country, because one was going to Tucson, one was going to Utah, one was going to Flagstaff. So he's either a multiple homeowner or he was shopping for all his kids and sending direct. But it, you know, water is the number one cause of insurance claims in America. And the faster we can detect and prevent those leaks, and I know they're going to have additional add-ons that allow you to shut the water off when that leak is detected. You'll be able to have a push-button shut-off. That'll be a cool development when that gets through the manufacturing process. But, you know, being able to detect that water in an instant when it starts leaking and having somebody get it shut off and avoiding, you know, thousands of dollars in restoration work.
It sure beats coming home after a long weekend and seeing water running out your garage door.
That no fun.
Yeah.
No fun at all.
And you know it sprung like 10 minutes after you closed the garage door and left 3 days ago. It never happens right on your return home. It's been leaking the whole weekend.
Oh, wow.
The simple sense. And then this one is not anything to do with home improvement. It's kind of funny. But there was always a very popular thing was the Forever Rose. And it's a rose that's dipped in gold, so it's preserved forever. And there's all different types and styles that are available. But our local mom-and-pop shop retired and closed down their business. You know, we always did these promotions at, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and we were giving away these gold dip roses, and the jeweler retired. No one else had them around. We brought them in house, and they actually are in our top 10 sellers. And I'm part of that. I always give Amanda one for each year at Christmas time.
So you better.
She's got a nice nice collection, one for each year we've been married. I don't know, for whatever reason, though, it started as a Christmas gift and not an anniversary gift. But
they are pretty under the tree.
We have them all over the house. They've been a tradition in our house for a long, many years.
Yeah.
Well, that's our find from the National Hardware Show. Stay tuned. We're coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. That's our open home hour, open topics, open form. Questions, emails, texters, however you like to communicate. Next hour.